Welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on September 20th at 2022 at 5 o'clock p.m. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Director Terry Tincture?
Here.
Here.
Okay. So we're going to go over the financials, which is under the financials tab in your board packet. So the first page is going to be the balance sheet, and this shows what the district owns and what the district owes. So as of August 31st, 2022, the district's combined Chase with Chase and Lace balance was $1,304,239 at month end, and the district's total liabilities were approximately, on line 31 you could see it, it was $761,500 at the month end. Are there any questions on that page?
No.
Yep. Moving on to the next page, profit and loss. So the, like I said before, this is for the period ending August 31st, 2022, and the year to date is at 17% of the year. And then just to kind of explain it again a little briefly, the first column is what we spent in August 2022. The second column, current year to date, that's since July 1st until August 31st, 2022. And then the third column, fiscal year 2023 budget, that's what we are planning on spending and earning for the whole year. And then year to date, 17%, this is a percentage of the year that we were at as of the end of August. And I'm going to call out a couple of the line items that are either above or below 17%. If you have any other questions, just let me know. So on line number 6, DHPO capacity credit. And this account includes the contractual credit given to DHPO on a monthly basis. This credit is $1,750 per month, and it's going to expire in December of 2022. So right now it's at 33% of the budget because it's going to expire in December, so it's only going to go up to half of the year, and then after that we won't see any activity. On line number 9, basic facility fees. This one's at 178%, and these fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. So we budgeted for 2 new services because that's what we knew we were going to get. But as of the end of August, we received a 3/4-inch service and then a 5/8-inch services. Sorry, can't talk right now. So that's all I was going to point out for the revenue, but is there any other questions in that top section between line 1 and 18? So on that line 9, we budgeted for 2 5/8.
Yeah, because that's all that we knew for sure we were going to get, but we ended up already getting like 3 services, and then we should be getting more as the year goes on.
Is it 3/4? So where's that one at? Is that commercial, or is it?
No, 3/4, it's like for the new services, that's what the county usually requires, but for the east side of town, since the pipes are so small, we usually just give them the 5/8 inch because they're not going to meet the fire requirements anyway.
Cool. Terrifying.
Yeah. Down on line 22, management and customer service. This account includes the general manager, business admin assistant, customer account supervisor, and the new customer accounts representative. Year-to-date is at 10% of the budget due to the timing of hiring the new general manager. He just started in September, so there is going to be a lot more activity in that next month. And I know that it was mentioned there was going to be an amendment on the budget, too. I don't know when that's going to happen, if we're going to do it next month or...
We need to amend the budget for his salary.
And then down on line 30, meters. So this account is for meter testing and, sorry, I didn't highlight it.
meter testing and meter repairs. I think it used to also be for new meter purchases, which is why it's at $5,000, but that's now in the capital item, so we're probably not going to spend $5,000 on meter testing for that. And then down on line 32, line repair and maintenance materials, this account includes expenses relating to materials for line repair and maintenance. Year to date is at 75% of the budget due to some bulk purchases to stock up inventory due to expected shipping delays. Down on line 41, supplies and equipment. This account includes the supply and equipment purchases for the district office. It's kind of unpredictable, which is why it's only at 7%. Any other questions on that page? Moving on to the next page, on line 45, printing and publication. This account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. Year to date is at 49% of the budget due to the timing of standby charges, meeting notices for the fiscal year. So usually it's just for mailing bills and stuff, but since we had to mail a bunch of stuff and post in the newspaper, that's why that one's so high. And down on line 53, accounting. This account includes the cost for contract accounting services. Year to date is at 8% of the budget due to the August bill not being received yet. On line 54, legal services. This account includes the cost of legal services for the district. We haven't been using legal as much, so it's only at 7% of the year. Down on line 63, we have vehicle fuel. This account includes vehicle fuel costs for district vehicles. And as you can see, it's only at 4% of the year. Sometimes the Riverside County Fuel, they send the bill a little late though, so it might be a little bit higher, but it's not going to be anywhere near 17%.
Another question on that one. Did that include the gas for the past GMs that was included in Calvin driving back and forth?
Like the budget?
Yeah.
I think we raised it because of the gas increase, but then we lowered it. And then I think it went up a little bit. It was going back up and down, like it kept going back and forth.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was accounting for his gas going back and forth to feeling.
It was originally.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is lower or higher than
that. That was before the budget.
Yeah, maybe that's an amendment. Was it before the budget?
Yeah, we did that. He was gone before the budget.
Yeah. He was like.
Yeah, because we talked about it during the budget meeting.
On line 67, equipment rental. This account includes equipment and rental expenses incurred by the district, so traffic control and other rental equipment. Year to date is at 29% due to the $2,000 paid for traffic control on Bonita. I think those are for two different services.
I mean 9%. Mine says 50.
Oh. Yeah, it's 50%. This page just wasn't updated.
Okay.
Thank you. So yeah, 400 then. Okay. And then on line 68, service trucks, repair and maintenance. This account includes repair and maintenance costs for the district vehicles. Year to date is at 22% of the budget. A lot of the trucks had to get serviced all at once. I will say the service light came on for the Ford Fiesta the other day. We were going to bring it in, but they ended up finding a way to fix it for like $25. They just had to buy a new part. So
the squirrel ate one of the spark plug wires. When the light goes on, you don't know what it is, but our new hire is MacGyver, mechanically inclined. He popped the hood, said, here it is, put some new wires on it, it's good to go.
Perfect.
Way down on line 81, the net income and loss. As of August 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income was $127,008. Are there any other questions on this page?
On line 77, I'm just looking at income before capital and GSA.
What line is that?
77.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is 35%.
Yeah, I was looking at the very, very last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm wondering why that one's at 35. We're already trending above in income.
Income's up.
Yeah. I think it's because of the service.
Yeah, the income's up because of line 9. Or, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, line 9.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was throwing me off because that's at 22 and that's at 35. So I'm like, if that's just for one second.
I think it's because, wait, where's total expenses? Actually, I don't know. I don't know how that math works on that line right there. Because the total expenses is right on target on line 76.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure.
Maybe we can ask Cindy for next time or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's one more page, which is the capital detail, and there isn't not a lot of activity on it. It's on the back side. So far, we have purchased just some meters, and then there also was some activity in some of the grant-funded projects that we put in there. So I think some of the engineering stuff is going to get shifted from the engineering line over here,
which is in line 35. Some of those costs
are going to get shifted to the grant-funded projects because we do get reimbursed for it. So on next month's bill, hopefully, if the accountants are able to set it up in time, it'll show on the next month's thing.
Yeah, so it shouldn't come out of our budget. It should come out of the grants because that's what they're involved in is the grant funding for the gate valve line installations and then the clusters.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Chick-fil-A, too.
And then
has there been any progress on that?
They were
holding back on doing more potholing, but we came to an agreement today, so they need to do a couple more potholes and pothole during construction to make sure that everything's going to be the proper distance between the gas and our water main.
Cool.
And then we actually should be receiving some of the reimbursements for the grants. I don't know when we're going to receive the reimbursements, but we did send out the paperwork for it. So it's like $75,000 that we should be receiving back for that. And that's all I have on here. So if you have any other questions, just let me know.
I will say on line 5, the meter replacement program is a $20,000 budget. Looks like year to date was already $922 spent. We did make arrangements with Zenner Meters to purchase 30 meters a month at $49.95 for 10 months. That would lead to $14,985. At the end of the year's budget, we would still have $4,093 available. And as you know, one of the things I recommended was replacing old meters because your meters are your cash register. And meters in the ground over time, they lose like 1% efficiency. So if they've been in the ground for up to 15 years, you're losing 15% revenue or more. You know, if you send one of those in for testing, it could be up to 40%.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because that budget has always gotten pushed off to other things over the past years.
Yeah.
It's always been moved around. So the fact that we're going to come in under budget, we're buying 30 meters a month, or have a plan to, amazing.
That's good.
I don't have any other questions, do you?
No.
Okay. Closing the meeting at 5:13 p.m. We will adjourn to check signing. I know.